my name is Dominique. I'm the founder of Domo Inc. And one truth about the hustle is you have to stick to your why. No matter what criticism or what naysayers say, always stick to why you started your business.
Hey girl, welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, the podcast for the dot connectors, dreamers, hustlers, and the ambitious women who make it all happen. I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas, former corporate ladder climber. I got fired and fell head first into entrepreneurship. After becoming an entrepreneur, I realized that we needed to start sharing the truth about what it means to be an entrepreneur. So each week, I'm sitting down with some incredible female founders who've been exactly where you are right now, and they've agreed to share the truth about the hustle. They're sharing what it takes to build a successful business, resources that have helped them grow, and how you can put wellness at the forefront of it all. Life isn't just about the work. You can live a full, balanced life that you love while building your legacy, and you don't have to do it alone. So if you're ready, it's time to hear the truth from the girl behind the hustle. Hey girl, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. This is LC. So you guys know there is something about perfect timing. You know, there are sometimes things that we want when we want them, we don't want to wait. I asked a question this week on my Insta stories. Which one is harder, going when God says go or waiting when he says not yet? And I ask that because sometimes we're so eager to get the things that we want in our life and we want them right now. And it seems like we've been doing all the things that we should be doing. And sometimes it just does not work out. And so getting okay with the timing and the way that things happen in our lives. And I thought about that because this week's podcast guest is Dominique Brown of Domo Inc. And it was so interesting that when she reached out, it was when we were on break of the podcast. It was in 2020, I believe, late 2020. That's when we took a break from recording from the podcast. And I just put it on pause for a minute. And so that's when she reached out. I'm like, you know, we're not interviewing guests right now, but fill out a form. And once we start interviewing again, I go through all those guest submissions and I choose guests to come on the show that way. So when I reached back out to her, when she first reached out, she had just started her art career. By the time I circled back to get her on this season's podcast, when I tell you how much has changed in her life from going from beginning and first getting into her art journey to now, her work has been featured in Issa Rae's Airbnb. She was invited to be a part of FX Snowfall Pop-Up. Her art was on Roland Martin. It's been in Home Goods, LA Times, Disney. She designed a shirt for Snoop Dogg's collection. She designed for Forbes collection, NAACP. It's just been everywhere. And it's just amazing how much she has grown within a year. Well, no, it's been 2 years now. Just thinking about the way things play out in your life in perfect timing. So what's most, like I said, what's most unique about her story is that it's only been 2 years and she started really going deeper into her art and her love of art more so when the pandemic began. She always had this love for art and was encouraged by her teachers in early childhood, but she kind of put it on the back end as she pursued other things, you know, with graphic design, marketing, and things like that. But she needed an additional income source and was tired of working two jobs, so she turned back to art. So listening to this podcast so we can talk about her journey, how she was battling with imposter syndrome, the encouragement from a teacher that kind of she always held on to, balancing relationships with work, and when it comes down to your 9-to-5, to quit or to keep. Listen in. Hey Dominique, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Nice to finally meet you.
Yes, such a pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to hear all about your story. Share your story with all of our listeners. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, so my name is Dominique. I am a 28-year-old girl living in Harupa Valley, California. I started my business, Domo Inc., in 2020, basically at the beginning of the whole pandemic. It was definitely like a weird situation because I was kind of like against doing my own business because I always felt like being an artist was more of a luck game, having to know someone, having to have a huge following. So at that time, I only had like 2,000 followers. I'm like, this is crazy, but I'm just going to do it. Because at that time, I was working two jobs along with my boyfriend so we can save for our house. Quit the second job. I couldn't take it no more. And I was, so moving into a new house, you got to buy furniture. So I'm missing out on on money for my furniture and stuff. So I was like, okay, like, what else can I do? Like, people are losing their jobs. I can't just go find another job now. So I need to, maybe this is a sign from God to just finally just do the art thing and see how it goes. So I just took a leap of faith during like a crucial time, and I just started putting my artwork online. I made my own store. I started selling my artwork through Etsy, just anywhere, any place that someone would want me. And it was a blessing in disguise. Like, I just been doing like brand collaborations. Like today, the Forbes collection dropped. It's called The Power Woman. So for that one, it's very simple. It's just like typography on a shirt, and it just says Forbes, and then right below is Power Woman. It was definitely like a crazy thing that happened. Like, I was in shock when Forbes had even reached out to me, because it was like, of all the artists in the world, you want to talk to me? Like, okay.
Right. I just can't even believe that you've only been doing this since 2020. I just, like, I saw your art, and you know, I saw your pitch when you reached out, and I didn't realize that it has just been since 2020. Like, so to go from like, I'm managing two jobs and I'm doing this and I have my full time, to now having a Forge drop, like, what the hell? Like, let's talk about what goes on in the middle, because that's amazing. That is so amazing.
Thank you. It is a very weird thing. Like, I feel like it's like bittersweet, because you know, if I talk to people, they're like, oh my God, you're doing so great, you're doing amazing. But I feel like it's like this weird feeling of like, I feel like I like learned this term called imposter syndrome, to where you kind of feel like, why is this happening to me? Like, am I really that deserving of everything that's going on? It's a very strange feeling, especially when things are just happening out of nowhere. Especially since, like, I really didn't believe in myself as an artist. So for all this to be kind of happening, it's kind of like, oh my God, like, I don't know. It's like a weird, it's just strange. But for the fourth collection to drop today, it's very like a really nice feeling of kind of like just feeling appreciated by like outside work, just outside of your own circle of like work or friends and stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, I get that. And so many people talk about the imposter syndrome, and I feel that as well often. And it's sometimes I feel like when you're doing the thing that you love and that you're passionate about and people start recognizing it, it's like, you know, that's awesome. But there's still also this feeling of like, who, me? Like, are we talking about the same girl? You know what I mean? Like, it's just this weird feeling that, I don't know, I feel like everyone experiences that when you start hitting success.
Yeah, so like, I've never been like an ego person. I'm very humbled. I'm very like, you know, all these things that happen could easily be taken away. So I'm very like cautious of how I move. Even with me doing good with my business, I don't spend crazy. I like basically like hold on to every single coin, like invest it into the future. Cause I think it just probably also like when imposter syndrome is kind of like, oh my God, it's like me, want me, like this can easily be taken away. Like, I'm not that great. But I definitely been trying to take in all the accomplishments and just trying to like be grateful and also like kind of like taking like, you know what, you are a great artist. Like, you've been working on your artistic skills since you were little. You just haven't had a business to where you really can test it out. Like, you earned this. Like, it just wouldn't just happen just because. Like, there's no reason for these people to give you these opportunities just because you're cool. Like, they don't know anything about you. They're going off of your talents.
When did you begin to fall in love with art?
Oh, since I was, since I was like a little kid, like my first drawing that I remember was in preschool, and I drew this lady with like super long hair down to the ground. And I remember the teacher was like, this is so great, I love it. And I feel like maybe like her saying it was great kind of like kept me going to where I was like, oh, you like it too? Like, you know, like as a kid, when you draw a picture for your mom and parent, like, or anybody in your life, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice, even though it might not be, but I guess maybe like an outside voice saying so too was like, oh, I'm gonna keep doing this. And I was kind of like that kid. I never really paid attention in class. So I was always like doodling like all through like my grade years, even through college. Like when I'm taking notes, I'm like drawing on the side of a picture. But I just never really took the time to be like, I can make this a career. Been doing like all these different side jobs, weird things. Like I like the craziest job I worked was like working at the post office, which is not creative at all. Kind of like got into graphic design, which was like a way of like a creative outlet, but even then I'm kind of like not doing what I really want to do, which is like doing portraiture. So I just always kind of just always been into art. I absolutely loved it, loved going to galleries growing up. It's just fascinating.
Now I know you mentioned that you were, you know, working two jobs, and I read that you were by day a marketing specialist, and you're, you know, balancing everything. Do you still have your full time? Are you still balancing both with your art?
Yes, I am still working. I am still doing the marketing specialist. So currently I work for Recover California, and I basically do like the marketing. I guess I want to be like directly Recover California. It's a company called Collective Choice. So we work closely with Recover California, and we basically offer free assistance to those who are looking for health insurance.
Do you have any plans to like leave there and just do your art full time, or do you think you're going to like keep balancing both?
That's one of the things that I have a huge fear of being broke. Like I've been, but now with more bills and things, like, you know, with the mortgage and just, you know, that's like the hugest reason why I keep my first job, is because I don't want to just rely on my artwork. If things are consistent for multiple years, then I will consider it. But as of right now, I got bills to be paid.
Yeah, bills got to get paid, okay? There's nothing wrong with having those multiple streams. And I love that, because I feel like sometimes people feel like this inclination that they just have to jump fully into entrepreneurship, when really there's so many different ways, right? You can have your 9-to-5, and then you can also have a full-fledged and thriving business as well. So I love that you've, you know, created your own way of how you want it to work for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so like... I've talked to people because they told me, like, oh, yeah, like, why don't you just quit? I'm like, okay, I quit. Like, even though I live with my boyfriend, like, he has money and he can easily handle, like, paying the bills, I just don't want to get into a situation where I'm dependent on him or I'm just dependent on my business. I just don't want to make the art life miserable. So I think with me keeping my job, it allows me to have fun with basically my art business being a side thing.
I love that. And two, I tell people, when you have that additional stream or an alternative stream, you're able to kind of pick and choose the type of work you want to do and how you show up. Like that gives you options versus like accepting and taking anything that comes your way. It's like now, you know, you have a little cushion so you can make the choices you want to make.
Yes, very, very true.
How has your marketing background helped you grow with your business?
I think it's helped me tremendously. Like I feel like I have like multiple degrees. So my first degree is in graphic design. So that helps me a lot with my business, because with the graphic design, I was able to create my own Facebook ads, also my Facebook videos. And also I use it to this day, like for like my TikToks, also for just marketing period. And then like my other degree was in public relations. So I think that's been helping me with me doing like cold calls or cold emails to like brands trying to do outreach. And then also I have a master's in marketing, so I think it kind of just gives me like a different perspective, maybe like compared to like other artists, to where I kind of can get a feel of who my audience is and then be able to target them, and then also be able to create like a brand story that people can like, and also just be genuine about it. That's one thing I didn't want to be about my brand. I didn't want it to just be like very salesy. I wanted it to be like, you're going to get to know me. Like a lot of my videos I post on Instagram or even TikTok is literally just me in my house. It's just me. Like there's nothing. Like if you want to get to know me, this is me. I'm sitting in my house What do you need to know?
Yeah, I love it. Like, you're a whole powerhouse, like all in one. Okay. Because you got the marketing, the graphic design, the PR, like those are the things that every business needs to truly thrive. And I love how you say that, you know, your content is just so natural. That's the direction I think that we're moving into, with just having this very natural, like, that's what the girl behind the hustle is about. It's like, who are you, like, outside of the business? Like, who's the creator behind it? That's what people want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. I think that's why, like, TikTok has been so relevant, and people are like leaving Facebook and Instagram to just watch TikToks, because it's literally just people in their house just chilling and going or whatever. It's just more relatable than just like this commercial that just appears in between your Instagram posts.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. So you mentioned about like your pitching and cold calls and emails. How are you like connecting, finding the contact information? And I love how you mentioned before, it's like you may not know and have like those connections, but you've been able to do all of these things. Like, what does that process look like? Like, how have you been able to do this stuff?
I feel like I barely got into the whole outreach part now. I had like this crazy weird blessing in a way that a lot of these deals that came my way have literally been just people randomly emailing me. I'll just open my email and see like, hey, sign this NDA and we're gonna go over the details later. So I sign an NDA and then next minute it's like, so we're gonna do a pop-up for Snowfall and we want your artwork for that. I'm like, okay. You know, it's like, and then like I like for that event, I was walking around, I had to ask several people, like, how do you know me? You know, yeah. Like, how did you find me? And it's like, you were just like, oh, I found you through Google. I found you through Instagram. Like, for Forbes, they found me through a hashtag.
Whoa, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah, the lady was like, yeah, I found you through a hashtag. And I saw that you had interviewed with Forbes before, like, because like, I was selling my artwork through this website called Campus Cultures. And she's like, oh, you work with Forbes. I mean, you're familiar with us. So I was like, hey, let's go forward with it. So now I'm trying to, like, switch to doing my own outreach, like, try to find, I basically, like, go through, like, other people's, like, brand deals and try to see, like, oh, like, who do they work with? Or I, like, reach out that way. So it's something new now. I just kind of want to just kind of like do my own outreach.
That's dope. Like, you found you through a hashtag, girl. What hashtag was that? Like, let me write that hashtag down.
I don't want to misquote her. I'm like, black art or something.
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. You've had so many wins lately. Like, you have the Issa Rae with the Airbnb, which is super dope. The collab with Camille Rose. You even mentioned like the Snowfall activation, which, again, super dope. Just all of these moments. Have you had, or any of these moments felt like one of those like aha moments? Like, I cannot believe I'm here and I'm doing this.
I think it was Snowfall recently. Like, I love Snowfall. Like,
so good.
It's a good show. So when they reached out to me, I'm like, I feel like I always have like this, like, I feel like I'm pessimistic, but I'm like, okay, like, all right, you guys hit me up. Okay, whatever. It's not going to go through. Let's see. Let's just see how it goes. And then for everything to work out, they send me an invite. They tell me where to go. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is serious. Like, you guys really want me for this pop-up? Like, so we had like, before, like the pop-up was 3 days. Before that day, or actually no, it was 2 days. But then that Friday was like a private party. So I went to the private party, I'm just thinking it's just like the people who set up the pop-up, it's like a little party or something, right? So I show up and then I see the guy who plays Leon, I can't give his last name right now, but it's Isaiah. He hops out of this private car and just walks into the pop-up ahead of me. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I'm dreaming, like, this is weird, this is totally weird. And then like, we're just standing inside the pop-up, you know, it's free food, it's a good party, it's nice. And then you see like more cast members from Snowfall just trickling in, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, this is real. And I think like that moment really like took it into where I was like, wow, like, this is like a legit career path. Like, I can like really do something like this it may not be Snowfall again. It could be like other opportunities. Like this is like, there's definitely like the sky is not the limit. Yeah. And artists. So I think that was like very like a really like surreal moment of like, wow, like I'm really doing something. Cause I feel like with a lot of these brand collaborations I've done, they've been very online based to where you can't really take in the you can't really take it in because you're not really like face to face with the people that you're working with. So I think doing Snowfall was like definitely like an eye opener.
That's so amazing. Was Dams in there?
No, I wish.
Girl, like, I'm like, what did he smell like?
I would told you. I would know the first person I would have mentioned. I was like, girl, I smell Dams.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I'm not in shock he wasn't there. Like, he is big time now. So I was like, if he would have walked in, I would have lost my mind. But it was still cool to see like, all the other cast members. It was just very, like, I feel like I didn't even take it in, like, at first. Because I felt like I was dreaming.
Yeah.
I remember it was the lady that plays Franklin's mom on there. Like, she comes talking to me. Yeah, I was like, talking to me. And she's like, oh my God, I love your artwork. It's so beautiful and stuff. And I'm standing there. And I'm like, you look so familiar. Like, what is going on right now? And then, like, once she, like, because, like, we're holding hands, like, as we're talking, she was, like, she's shaking my hand. And, like, when she lets my hand go, I'm like, oh, my God, I know who you are. Like, why am I not? Like, what is wrong with me? Like, I think I was just weird, like, belief of, like, I'm really at, like, a cast party. Like, this is so dope. Like, I've never had these kind of opportunities. Like, for me, I worked in, like, Hollywood, like, at the Dolby Theater around, like, celebrities. But I'm, like, working. So it's different to actually just be the one not working.
Right. That's so amazing.
Full circle moment of, like, oh, my God, I'm on the opposite side.
That's so amazing. How do you celebrate those moments?
I think for me, I feel like I haven't really taken the time to truly celebrate, I feel like I'm always kind of like, once I hit one accomplishment, I start moving on to the next, and I'm trying to slow down to truly appreciate the things that are happening, because I feel like sometimes, I feel like with social media, it puts this pressure on you where you have to keep doing the next thing, keep doing the next thing, you know, like, keep this hustler mentality, but then now I'm truly trying to slow down and be like, you know what? I did this brand collaboration. Let me do something. So I feel like now it's more like, just going out, like, go out to a very nice restaurant, enjoy your day, just have a day of just relaxing. Cause I feel like, especially with the business starting in 2020, I just, every single day was like, okay, I gotta make a new art piece. Oh, I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And it's like, oh, I got a brand deal. All right. But now I gotta work on this. It's like, it was never like a day to where I can just stop and just appreciate. So I think with me doing like these dates with my boyfriend, or just doing, just sitting in the house and just relaxing, watching a favorite TV show, just enjoying life, has allowed me to just kind of take it all in, to be like, all right, because of all these things that have been happening in my life, I don't have to stress about how much this item at Target costs. If I pick up a shirt at Target, I'm not looking at the price tag anymore. If I go, my mortgage, I don't have to worry about my mortgage payment. So it's just things like that. I'm just trying to take that in, because these are like things that are not happening for everybody in their life.
I love that. That's so true. I think sometimes it's just like you said, finding the pause so that you're able to celebrate and just appreciating those little luxuries. I'm like, for me, like, the luxury is being able to go get a Venti Starbucks drink and just buy it. You know, yes. I don't have to check the account anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, so small, but it feels good.
Yeah, it's like just small wins, but they're so big. Like, you know, like, I feel like I try to like not even like complain like now, because I'm like, dang, I sound so ungrateful if I even complain about little minor things in my life. So I think it's just more about just being more appreciative. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, I had a moment recently with my friend, like, one of my good friends. She's a chemist. And we went to lunch at this place in LA called Bottega Louie, which is really good. And I was sitting there with her. I was like, oh my God, I remember back in the day when, like, we didn't have no money to even buy fast food. Like,
come on now, like, seriously.
Like,
dollar menu. Thank you.
Like, value menu only. or when I did the NAACP pop-up in Hollywood. I used to work in Hollywood, and I remember how much of a luxury it was just to eat food at the food court at that mall, the Hollywood Highland, and for me and my boyfriend to go to Hard Rock and just eat and like leave a tip, and it was just
yes, that's you the know? Truth. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that is the truth.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like such a surreal moment, but it's definitely like something you have to be like grateful for. I think that's why I never like, I hope and pray I would never turn to an egotistical artist. And I just always want to remain humble and just appreciate these small things in life, because it can easily be taken away from you. So it's just take a moment to just take it in.
Gosh, I love that. And you share some of like these funny moments with your boyfriend on social media a lot. I was watching the video and you're like, I got interviewed for Ricky Lake and he was unimpressed. He didn't even know who Ricky Lake was. I'm like, how dare he? And I'm like, how do you carve out like that intentional time and space to kind of like, you know, you're balancing your full time, you got your art, and then you still got, you know, your new home. That's a whole nother thing. And then yeah. You have your relationship. Like, how do we kind of maneuver? Is it date nights? Like, what does that look like?
Oh my God, it was definitely hard. It was, I feel like with me picking up the business side, it definitely put a strain on our relationship. Because like before, when we first started dating, I even told him, I was like, I don't think I want a boyfriend or anything. Because at that time, I was going to school full time. I was getting my master's. And I was like, I don't know if I really want you to mess with my GPA. Like,
come on now.
Right? So then it turned into the business side. Because then like after I stopped going to school, I finished that off. I picked up, and like before I even started Domino Inc., I was selling earrings and pins on Etsy. So that was like a weird thing, because it's like, now I was like, I don't want you to mess with my money. I'm selling earrings and pins. Now with the Domino Inc. side, it's still like, I don't want you to mess with my money. But definitely, it was like, we definitely had to like, I felt like for him, the way he started to help me in a way that took away the strain was him just doing just things that you wouldn't even like notice. Like for him, like, I don't drive much because I always work from home. So him, he drives me to like every single event. He drives me to everything I need to do in regards to the art business. He takes that time out to just drive me so I kind of could just keep working or just relax. He does the orders. Like, he will sit there at 12 o'clock at night just doing tracking numbers and stuff for the business. And because he works at night. So for him, so he gets off work, he comes home, and then he'll do like little things for this job. But then to keep our relationship fresh outside of just being like business partners in a way, is we do date nights now. And it's made it so much better to just carve out time to just have your boyfriend intimacy and stuff. So it's just very helpful.
I love that, because we're all about, you know, wellness and balance in life. Like, we cannot be all about the hustle. You know, you have your friends, yes, your family, your relationships, yourself.
So yeah,
I love that.
I think what made me really take a time to really like start doing that, because for a minute I was like, I don't have time for nobody. If someone hits me up, I'm like, if it's not money, then I don't want to talk about it. And then it was just not healthy, because yeah, it wasn't how I operated in the first place. But I think with me getting the extra money from Domo Inc. and like the brand deals, it started getting to my head to where I was like, I don't want to do anything outside of money. My time is valuable. And I was like, this is very toxic. Like, I never was a very money person. I don't want to be this way. I want to get back into me just having relationships. So I think just taking a moment and really like looking at life, like, do you, like, if I die tomorrow, do I just want to die on the bed of money, or do I want to be able to, like, if I'm die tomorrow, like, I want to die happy knowing that I spend time with my family and friends, or even vice versa, like, a close person of mine dies tomorrow, I don't want to be like regretting it, like, dang, I really didn't spend time with that person because I was so involved in money. So it's like, no, I need to take time to spend time with people, because this is a really good quote like Lauren London had said. It was like about people being loaned to you, mm-hmm, by God. And I was like, damn, that's really good. Like, we're all,
that's good,
you know. So it's like, take this time on this earth to really do things that you truly love, instead of just sitting there just working all the time. Like, that's not fun.
I love it. Yeah. And, you know, you scroll social media for so long, and that's what you see. The messages of, you know, all hustle. There was a like video with, I quit my 9-to-5 and now I work 24/7. And if it's not about money, don't call me. And I'm only available for money talks. You know, it's just these quotes. And that's not what it's about.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's just not about that at all. It's important that we build relationships and build community with one another. So I love that you've been able to see and kind of find your own balance with all of that. Part of the show we call The Real Deal Behind the Hustle, where we take a deeper look at who the woman is behind the hustle. So what is your go-to wellness routine?
My go-to wellness, I feel like I've not been that well. I feel like I've just been drawing and stuff lately. But I feel like my go-to wellness now is literally me just chilling in my hot tub. Like, I bought a hot tub. It came last year, but it took 6 months to arrive. And I think, like, me just getting in my hot tub at night and just sitting there chilling, watching an episode that just dropped, like my favorite show, one of my favorite shows is like Euphoria. Me just getting in the hot tub and watching Euphoria at night was like a very, like, just a time to just relax.
I love that. And yeah, that was my Sunday night routine too. I'm like, I was turning Euphoria on. I'm like, oh, this is the life. Watch it all back to back. Like, hit it up, Euphoria, Snowfall, Power. And then I'm like, okay, I feel ready for the week.
Right?
Right, you have to have that moment. It's necessary. What's a quote, a verse, or a mantra that keeps you encouraged?
Oh man, I feel like it's definitely Shirley Chisholm's quote right now. I can't say it all the way right now, but it's definitely like, if they don't want to give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely what I am. That's my mood right now. It's just like, I'm gonna reach out to you and you're gonna give me a chair, or I'm gonna have my own chair.
Bring my own chair.
Yeah.
What's a book that you think every girl behind the hustle should read?
You know, it's so bad. I'm not that kind of a person to read. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a reading person. I guess for, especially like with my whole life now, I feel like a thing, like, I feel like if I had to recommend something, dang, I'm gonna have to skip this question.
Okay, I'll cut it out.
It sounds so bad because I'm more of like an article kind of person. I feel like if I had to like recommend something, like something just very like lighthearted, it would just be like BuzzFeed. Like for me, like of all things that are going on in my life, once I jump on like BuzzFeed and just read like the most weirdest articles and just random quizzes, it gives me so much peace for the rest of the day. I look at just a way. It's just a way to just kind of like just something very easy to do. Cause I really want to get back into reading and stuff, but I feel like I just literally just threw the books away after college.
You were reading for so long, you know. That's a lot of reading. So I get that.
I feel so bad because I will go out and I will buy a book and these books are just becoming decoration around the house. And I'm like, that's a really cute book cover. I'm going to put it right here.
And it's probably color coded. And yeah.
I know. See, I'm like, dang, I do not sound like an intellectual right now, but I just haven't taken time to just read. Like I feel like, but I'm hoping so that as time goes on, the business is more self-run. To where I can just sit there and just read a book, go on a mini vacation and just lay on the beach and just read for all day. That'd be like the perfect thing.
Can you share like a tool or an app that you couldn't live without?
TikTok right now. It is like easy, funny, like easy just ways to just laugh at something or just find out something new. Like it's kind of like, kind of like TikTok is awesome, but at the same time it is bad for my wallet because there's been some stuff on TikTok that I've seen and I just instantly go and buy it.
What's the last thing you bought because of your TikTok feed?
Oh my god, I didn't buy it. I mean, my boyfriend bought it. It was for Valentine's Day. It was those heart-shaped Dutch ovens.
Oh, the little ones?
Yeah,
I saw that.
or I really wanted the Coach purse. But I couldn't get it, so I ended up buying like a knockoff somewhere, a heart purse. But yeah, TikTok be messing with my money.
It does. It does. It does. The last thing it had me go by was the little mixed bar perfume from Target. Everybody kept talking about the vanilla bourbon. Yeah. Okay. Yes, so I had to go buy that. And now on my list is this Marc Jacobs bag that it keeps popping up. I was like, come on. My
God, yeah, I try to not, but like, it's part of the algorithm. Like, I love, like, watching, like, fashion stuff and home decor stuff. So they get me.
They definitely do. What do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
I want people to say that I'm very kind, I'm humble, I'm genuine. And I want them to say, like, I truly just care for others. I feel like no matter, like, how busy I've gotten recently, I've always tried to take time out for people. I just want people to really just feel like when I leave the room, they're like, I like her. She's genuine. I really want to keep in contact with her. Hi, my name is Dominique. I'm the founder of Domo Inc. And one truth about the hustle is you have to stick to your why. No matter what criticism or what naysayers say, always stick to why you started your business.
Love that. Thank you so much, Dominique. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Please let everyone know where they can find you and see all of your amazing art.
Okay, you can find me on domoinc.com. I'll spell it out for you. It's domoinc.com. You'll be able to find art, apparel, and home decor, and even some gifts right there.
Thanks so much for listening to the show today. If you love this show, please review, rate, and subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who you know needs to hear it. You can stay connected with the community on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Girl Behind the Hustle. And shoot me an email if there's something you'd like for us to discuss on the podcast at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. And you can become part of the community at girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next time, remember, life is not just about the hustle. Go out and live a little.